Jack Robinson joins us. Good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk on Fridays about the region's top economic stories. And this week, yet another company announced it's moving to Texas. A company called Revionics Incorporated will keep its Roseville office but shift its headquarters to Austin. So how many Sacramento companies does this make now that have made this move?
It's beginning to sound a little like a familiar story. The company called Dagis moved its headquarters to Dallas in June, and last year Waste Connections did the same, moving its main office to a suburb of Houston. I think we have to be careful not to overinterpret this. These are isolated cases. Sacramento businesses are not all rushing for the door, and not necessarily a lot of employees are affected here. Revionics is a software company. It makes software for retail firms. Is keeping its office here, as you said, and even Waste Connections, which is a huge company, only moved a small number of highly paid people. But I think these headlines are a constant reminder that Sacramento and really California in general really is not as competitive as we'd like to think.
Well, yeah, Texas has lower taxes, less regulation, but can companies find educated workers? And what about the quality of life there?
Yeah, that's a sort of a narrative that we've had here, that Texas certainly doesn't have the quality of life we do, and they don't have the same educational system we do. And I've been skeptical of that narrative in the past, but I think there's real reason for concern. Taxes and regulation are part of it, but Sacramento can't be complacent about these other factors. We published an analysis this week comparing us with other metro areas in the West, and the results really aren't pretty. I mean, we compared 10 cities on 10 measures, and Sacramento didn't rank in the top three on any of them. Austin, by contrast, you know, has a considerably higher education levels, less crime, shorter commutes, and even higher household incomes than Sacramento. The CEO of Revionics, who already lived in Austin, so maybe he's biased, but he talked when the company made their announcement. He talked about how the city has not just a low cost of living, but a big pool of tech workers and a culturally rich environment.
Well, the California state legislative session has ended, and I know some companies were not very happy to see the governor sign a bill raising the minimum wage. Mm-hmm. What about other bills? How did business groups do overall this year?
I would say it was a sort of a so-so year for business. The minimum wage was a blow for some businesses like restaurants. And more recently, the governor signed a bill that effectively requires charter cities to pay prevailing wages on public works projects. And a limited number of cities are affected, but that's kind of a setback for non-union contractors. But there were some victories, too, for business. Manufacturers got a state sales tax waiver for factory equipment, and lobbyists defeated most bills that were labeled job killers by CalChamber, the California Chamber of Commerce. The governor vetoed, for example, a bill that would have made hiring foreign workers more difficult.
A couple of Midtown Sacramento projects look like they're nearly finished. Two big new mission-style buildings on 16th Street between N and P. I'm thinking these are more apartments.
Right. This is a big project by CADA, that joint city-state agency that manages a lot of state-owned property around the Capitol. The two buildings include some retail space, so it's mixed use, as they say, on the ground floor, and 84 apartments renting for up to $2,200 a month, and it's scheduled to open December 1st. On the ground floor, you know, sometimes they have trouble filling these spaces, but so far they've got a hair salon and a bar specializing in craft beers signed up for that retail space, so I'll be there.
By the way, CADA stands for Capital Area Development Authority. And we talked about CADA's mission before, about how it's changing now that the state is cutting back on property it owns. You think we'll see more projects like this?
Certainly CADA hopes so. The agency wants to continue pursuing its goal of improving housing options in downtown and midtown. But that's going to be increasingly difficult if the agency has to continue divesting itself of property, as the state has more or less instructed it to do. The latest idea is a proposal by CADA to the city and state that would turn it into a nonprofit organization, essentially privatizing it. And that would allow state property to be turned over to private hands and preserve the agency's mission. That's the idea anyway. This is definitely something to watch. CADA has a big influence on the character of Sacramento's core.
Jack, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk Friday mornings about the region's economic news, and you can hear previous business roundups at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.